I'd like to welcome those of you who have joined us, Fangrove Baptist Church, for our midweek Bible study. Hope and pray you've joined to worship with us tonight in spirit and in truth. Every one of us have problem in taking directions. Now, understand what I said, in taking directions. None of us have much problem giving other people directions. Well, I've had people give me directions, and it was obvious they had no idea where I was wanting to go because I was right at the opposite end of where I was supposed to be. So, following God's directions in our life are so important for the Christian. For one thing, in order to be saved, do we not follow God's direction? When the Holy Spirit convicted us of our sins, then even if we didn't know it was Scripture, when we said, I believe in Jesus Christ, that individual may never have read the Bible. When they say, no, I listened to the word preached and I believe. Okay, the Holy Spirit directs us in salvation. Well, the Holy Spirit of God does not leave us after we have accepted Jesus. He gives us more power as we learn and study more and more as we grow in knowing what does God want me as an individual to do. Following God's directions, I'm going to pick it up in the Old Testament of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 33. Follow all the directions the Lord has given you. Then life will go well for you. Now, have you noticed that people have a different concept of wellness, of what is well? You know, what do you think that would really, really make you happy? Listen to them. You'll hear a lot of people, a lot of times, well, if I had all the money in the world, I could take care of my church, I could take care of this, I could take care of that. And if you run into somebody like me, I say, oh, do you give a lot to your church now? No, I can't give till I have a lot. Well, if you couldn't give 10 cents of a dollar, what makes you think that you're going to give 10% of $1 million? Well, reckon it'd be that much? It's words. What God says to us is, I'm giving you direction in life. And that direction in life that I'm giving you is for your benefit. Now, let me back up on that statement you heard me just make. And listen well to me on this. My salvation is not dependent on how much finances or anything else I give to God, to His church. It has nothing to do with that. My following Jesus Christ is the following in I want to. I want to help people. I want to do this. I want to do that. I was going to mention her name, but I don't like doing that when we're on the air. But on your daughter, ma'am, that was a want to. That was, I want to give. I want to do that. There's the personality that God is talking about. Follow all the directions the Lord has given you, then life will go well for you. Now, the life going well is simply meaning doesn't matter what comes your way. All I want you to do is to look to me. I don't care how dark it seems to be within your world. Look to me because hope is already in you. The answer is already in you. Too many times we get so caught up in the hell that encircles us, we don't take time to see the heaven that is already within us. And you hear the voice of God and it's saying, no, calm down a little bit. You're going to be fine. You know, Larry, you do realize you're not getting out of this world in that body, right? I'm going to put it back in the ground. You know, I'm certainly not going to get in a conversation and say, but Lord, they said I had a perfect brain. There's no sense to get. Think of that. That's how we think as human beings. But God said, I want you to think beyond. I want you to think about wellness far beyond your physical condition. If you have hope, you're well. If you have enough food on the table for your family, you have a warm place for them to sleep. They know when they come in the house that they're coming in a home, not just a building. And they know in that home, in that family circle, there is going to be peace and love and forgiveness. Now, that's being well. Who's the most satisfied people when Barna did all that research years ago, never forget it, they said, you know, which individual families feel the most satisfied? And then it goes over a whole lot of money, a whole lot of this, and who was it ended up being the key group were those who had just enough to feed their family, pay their bills, have a home, and love. They were just as happy, and more so than many who were quite wealthy of the world. Now, we could go into that one for a long time. What God promises, look at it, if we obey Him. That's a big if. If we obey Him. Now, in the New Testament, with us as Christians, we know that the obedience part deals with that we love. If you and I love as Christ loves us, if we have love in our heart, Jesus says that fulfills all the commandments. That supersedes your love that you will express from the Spirit that I have given you. Then I want you to know that that love supersedes any rule book of laws that will ever exist. Well, how could that be? Because if you love someone, truly love them, you would only want what is best for them, right? There would be no harm within your mind against them, even when they have harm against you, because you would love and you would care. Let's look at these now. For those of you who are listening, I have several scripture references. I'm going to read these and go through them quickly for us because, as Randy was Sunday night, I couldn't get through all that scripture if I'd had it. Here's what God promises if we obey Him. God blesses those who obey Him. Proverbs 16:20. God saves those who obey Him. Psalm 7:10. Don't go out there when the train's coming through. I pay attention to those when they tell me that. God saves those who obey them, who obey Him. The Lord watches over those who obey Him. Psalm 33:18. The Lord takes care of those who obey Him. Psalm 37:18 again. You help all those who obey you. Psalm 7:9. Oh, David had this down. He realized what the answer was. God gives us what we ask for because we obey His commands. That was 1 John 3:22. Always obey the Lord. And reading that 1 John 3:22, I noticed I don't have the translation there. I do believe that that is the English Revised Translation. It's only 130 of them, so I'm not... No, it's not. Century. CRV. Century Revised Version. Now, what's the difference? I have no idea. I can just tell by how they sound sometimes. Always obey the Lord and you will be happy. Proverbs 28:14. Keep God's laws and you will live longer. That's the idea of No, hey, you Hebrew people, don't be eating that pork. It's hot out here, and it's going bad, and you're going to die. Don't eat that stuff. Okay. Keep God's laws, and you will live longer. Remember, the law that we have of the New Testament church is all encompassed upon the word of love. Those who obey the Lord lack nothing good. Those who obey him have all they need. Okay, then why are they Christians fussing? Because they don't have all they want. Got all you need. You ever stop and to count the blessings? That seems scriptural, Brother Randy, that we're supposed to count our blessings. Well, if you keep going on, you could have a song by naming them one by one, too, right? You will live in perfect freedom. If we obey him, we'll live in perfect freedom. What is our perfect freedom? A freedom that only God can give us. You know, nobody can tell you you're going to hell with any authority, or tell you that, you know, you just don't understand. You are going against God. Folks, be careful with that stuff. You better make sure that God's told you to say it. If it's going to, how would you know whether somebody was or not? It's in the book. It's in the book. How do you know whether God, it is God speaking to you about doing something? Read the guidelines in the book called the Bible. And if what you think you heard that voice tell you to do, if it's not in the book as being of God, it wasn't God talking to you. We have a lot of folk who have a lot of voices inside of them telling them different things. You will have greater wisdom. Psalm 119, 100. I don't care if you've got a perfect brain. It's not worth a dime if you don't have the wisdom of God. Got it? Dwell in security and peace. You will dwell in security and peace. Proverbs 133. You will be prosperous and successful. Joshua 1:8. Oh, really? That means I'm going to be financially wealthy. Oh, gosh. Again, you ask and do not have because you ask wanting to have it for your own purposes. So therefore you do not have because you ask in vain. You will be great in the kingdom of heaven, Matthew 5:19. Folks, when I get to heaven, it's going to be great to be there. Isn't it? Woo! And I only read about it. You will be rewarded, Proverbs 13:13. What do we do with the rewards? Why should we care whether or not that we are rewarded? And people say that's so selfish. Remember, what do we do with rewards and the crown? Set it at Jesus' feet. That's his honor. That's why we are excited about having it. That's why we're excited about the rewards. Because in heaven, we will set those rewards at the one who truly deserved it. Okay, how to receive God's promises. We ready? I got four ways here. Obey God immediately. Now, Brother Randy, it doesn't say a thing in Scripture about argue with God for a while before you follow him in a calling. Or, Lord, I just didn't hear you then. Or I heard you, Lord, but now you got to remember, I had to make a lot of people happy. So I've lived miserable trying to make a lot of people happy when I could have done what you told me to do, Lord, and they would have been better off. Okay. Obey God immediately, Psalm 119:32. I will quickly obey your commands. You know, after you've been on the wrong end of combat or anything else, folks, after you've been on the wrong end of all of that, you will learn that I will quickly obey your commands. Those of us in the service knew that the ones over us were supposed to know a lot more than we know. And when I was in the Corps, everybody knew a lot more than I knew. That's why I've always said, I don't know why they tell me to give my name, rank, and service number. That's all I knew anyway. I couldn't have helped them with anything else. Psalm 119:60. Without delay, I will hurry to obey your commands. The wisdom is listening to the true commander. Our true commander is Jesus Christ, who points us to God the Father, who gave him all the words that would be placed within our spirit, within our minds, within our heart. Number two of how to receive God's promises, obey God completely. Well, Lord, I went halfway and I never did see you. It just never struck me, Lord. I didn't know when you told me to go somewhere. I thought I would know it on the way. You got into that Sunday night. At what time do you know the mission God is sending you on, whether it was Jesus or wherever we were talking? And that's a fact. If you look back at your life, and I do a lot of that, because I got more back there than I got hopes for in the front of it, except for the heaven part. But I think of that, and I can see so many times God working in my life at different ages. And what I witnessed then, I'm thinking, oh, Lord, if I'd go back, I would have handled that differently. Can't go back, folks. But you learn from it. James 4:11, third part of it. Your job is not to decide whether God's law is right or wrong, but to obey it. Obedience. Well, I think the Lord says that that's better than sacrifice. Obedience. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Well, Lord, I know what you've called me to do, but how in the world could I do that? The whole focus of our life is understanding that it is never about what I can do. It's always about what Jesus has already done. And if he calls you to a mission, which is, folks, there's nothing more honorable than to know that you have been called by God to present his word, teaching, preaching, doesn't matter, walking down the sidewalk as a Christian. We're all given that blessing. What an honor. And some people count it as a badge of dishonor. And sadly, we've got too many Christians that are keeping their mouth shut on the way that God says it ought to be, because I don't want to offend anybody against their God. I don't know their God. I know my God. Therefore, I will share what my God's Son has told me to share. And you can share whatever your God has told you to share. My job's not to convince you. My job is to share God's word. That's for all of us, Christian. Next, obey God joyfully. Lord, I really don't want to go over there and share with them. Every time I do that, I know I'm going to have to be in heaven with that jerk. And we're going to obey God joyfully, because if you'll think back, I could very easily have been the jerk that God was telling somebody else to talk to me. Psalm 100, second part of verse 2. Obey him gladly. Happy. Psalm 119:16. I enjoy obeying your commands. You know why we can enjoy that? There's always enjoyment in God's word. There's where the hope is. There's where the joy is. There's where the excitement of life is. Psalm 119, verse 47. I find pleasure in obeying your commands. Well, let's see. I'm glad. I enjoy it. I'm pleased all through your command. And the last one, 1 John 5:3. Loving God means doing what he tells us to do. That's a sign that we love God, because we respect his word and respect his command. God's commands to the Christian are more like, are more like the Christian receiving a promise instead of, don't picture, you know, out there, I command you to do this or I'm zapping you and all of that stuff. That's what people have thought for years. No, it was always a joy. Such a joy for God to give his own son for us. Can you imagine? God and his son were excited about what God the Father watched people do to his son, because he knew this was going to complete our salvation. Oh, Satan was really just downright in the dark on that one, wasn't he? Number 4, obey God continually. Well, Lord, now I've studied the Bible and I've done this for all of these years and I did about know everything, Lord, so I don't see any sense bothering you with prayer. I'll let somebody else pray. That's when you really need a whole lot of prayer, when you make a statement like that. Psalm 119, verse 112, I am determined to obey you until I die. And dealing with the physical death. Psalm 119:33. Just tell me what to do, and I will do it, Lord. As long as I live, I'll wholeheartedly obey. You know, those words are a lot easier for us to say than they are for us to live. But you know what God wants to hear? He wants to hear me say it. And he knows where I'm going to slip. He knows. And his whole focus has been, where's your heart? I want to see where your heart is. Is your heart focused on me wanting to do good, even though you find yourself in the ditch of life? Or is your heart with the world? That's the key, folks. Philippians 3, verse 16. We must be sure to obey the truth we have learned already. The truth, okay, the only truth for us that we know is absolute truth is whatever God has said. I accept it as absolute truth. I accept the Bible as inerrant. I accept the Word of God as we will learn together for next year on the Letters in Red, that we got a whole book called the Bible that's loaded with solid red all the way through it. And it's to bring it together. And in the process of bringing and completing God's law and bringing it in to God's ultimate grace, think of this. In the beginning, God ushered in what we call the Old Testament, the Pentateuch, or the five books of Moses. Anyway, God ushered in the world. And all through, every book of the Old Testament keeps pointing to God completing the law himself, because man could not. It's at the time, and at that time, Jesus was born. Ushering in once again the beginning of the end of the age. We got one more time, folks, here during this present age, and that is the end of the age. All will be complete. Matthew 7, verse 21. You all put this one and mark it and keep it with you. Not all people who sound religious are really godly. They may refer to me as Lord, but they still won't enter heaven. The decisive issue is whether they obey my Father. Let me think of the old English on that. Many will say, but Lord, have we not cast out demons in your name? Have we not done all these miracles within your name? And he will say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. For those of you who don't have a church on you within the Vine Grove area, you come see us. 48 West Main Street in Vine Grove. God bless you and have a blessed rest of the week.